episode 1764, Forget Me Not.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and I pray that you are enjoying some family time and some time for yourself, too. As I told you before, I am traveling, but you know what? I can't forget you. Today is all about relationship builders, building your foundation in your marriage. Forget me not. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how easy it is to forget. How powerful it is to remember. Forget me not. Life can get in the way of our relationships. We can let the world seep in to the point that it begins to corrode our marriages. Instead of letting the world control how you react in your marriage, it's vital to look at what you can do to grow in your marriage personally and how you can grow your marriage. You want to make sure that you are actively participating in your relationship. If you expect that everything in your marriage will be magically occurring and it'll just happen, you have another thing coming. You have to be willing to make deposits in your relationship that lifts up your spouse. Yeah, believe it or not, it's not all about you. A relationship is defined as the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. It's the state of being connected. So if you're in a relationship, you're saying that you are connected. Some of you say, I'm connected, yes, but only by a piece of paper. If I had my choice, I would run the other way. Some would say, we're connected. Well, we were connected, maybe by similar interests when we first started dating. Maybe now we share offspring, you know, our children. Or maybe you shared in the same dreams. But some would say, well, we're connected, but how? As they scratch their head. You're stumped. None of them are obvious choices. You wonder, are we connected anymore? Is this the woman I married? Is this the man that I said I do to? I say all this because we become disconnected when we get comfortable. Think about that for just a moment. We become disconnected when we get comfortable. No more deposits are being made in your marriage. One partner or both, you're living solely for yourself. There's no dreaming as a couple. There's a disconnect in the connection. So I want to pause here for just a moment, and I want you to think about your marriage. Now, understand this. I want you to be honest. You don't have to sit here and go and run to your spouse and tell them that you're listening to this episode. But in your mind and in your heart, do you believe you are at a point in your marriage that you're very well connected? If you are, awesome. I want you to celebrate that. And I want you to celebrate your spouse today in some form or fashion. That doesn't mean you have to go buy a gift. That just means what? Forget me not. The power of remembering. But if you're saying, I don't know. Gosh, Christiane, if I was honest about it, I feel like we've drifted apart. I hear that a lot. We've drifted apart. We're not on the same page. Things are different. Everything's about the children. Or maybe you work together. Everything's about the business. There's nothing about the two of us anymore. Where are you in your marriage? Because today, forget me not. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Forget me not. It's easy to forget our spouses. We take them for granted. Own it. You do it. I've done it multiple thousands of times in my lifetime. And guess what? I'm probably going to do it 100 more times. Notice how I made that less than before. Why? Because I'm learning from my mistakes. I want you to learn from my mistakes, forget me not. Number one, appreciate who you have in your midst. Don't take them for granted. Show them with words of affirmation. Tell them, thank you. Say, I'm so grateful that you made me dinner. You know what? Your spouse didn't have to cook for you. Be honest. Where in the contract does it say that your spouse is required to cook every dinner every single night? Oh no, it doesn't say that. But there's an expectation. And our expectations of each other does what? It creates wedges in our relationship. And those wedges do what? They push us apart and not draw us closer. So appreciate who you have in your midst, forget me not. Number two, serve because you can. Don't wait until you feel like it. When you're crabby, you won't feel like it. One thing I say almost every day is, how can I serve you? Or what can I do for you today? What does this do for my spouse? Well, it elevates him and it humbles me. It's not about me. And for some reason, when we get into relationships, we're like, huh, how are you gonna take care of me here? Where is this? And there is a time and a place for that, right? There is a season for everything. You may go through a season that you're ill and your spouse is gonna have to serve you more. There will be times that your spouse will be going through a season that you need to serve him more. It's give and take. It's not equal. Serve because you can, not because you have to. There is a difference, because what happens when you get to that have to part? Oh, I have to do this. No, you get to do this. Serve because you can. If you have to, it's that wedge again. It's that expectation that's coming in to your relationship and you're saying, doesn't meet my expectations. So you're over there and I'm over here. So what are you going to do about it? Don't disconnect yourself in your marriage. Appreciate, serve, forget me not. And number three, love. Love unconditionally. Be careful not to confine yourself to your definition of love. Again, what does that mean? Expectations, your own perception, what you brought in, your experience of how a marriage should work was modeled by whom? Your parents, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, friends of theirs. Nowadays, we have influence of what? Social media. And some of that can be influence to the negative, not necessarily to the positive. So it's very important that we are careful of how we look at our relationships when it comes to love and our definition of it. You got to love unconditionally, because what's going to happen is that your definition of love, it's going to fall flat for your spouse. Focus on your spouse, loving him with all that you have in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because life's going to happen, and it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be dirty at times, and you're not going to want to have to do everything that you're going to have to do. But when you love unconditionally the way God loves you, that changes your relationship. It changes your connection. Forget me not. Appreciate, serve, love. As easy as this is, it's not that easy, but it is simple. That's why we call it the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. But you have to be one who says, okay, how can I put this into action? What is one thing I can do? Maybe for you, it's serving your spouse by getting up in the morning a few minutes early and bringing her favorite cup of coffee that you make. Maybe that's how you start your mornings off. My husband, He doesn't drink coffee. So his coffee in the morning is Pepsi. No, this is not an advertisement for Pepsi, but that's his cup of joe in the morning. And so when we're getting ready, one way that I serve him in the morning is I give him his cup of joe. And he appreciates it. He doesn't have to go out to the kitchen. He could. He's very capable. But it's just my one way of saying, you know what? Here, honey, I love you. And I bring it in to where he's getting ready in the bedroom, in the bathroom, and I set it there. And he has it for the whole time that he's getting ready. Forget me not. We can allow ourselves to get so wrapped up in how we think love should be, what marriage should be, that we forget what we really have, the blessing that's right before us. And I know, guess what? That blessing is going to make you mad. Oh yeah, she's going to just, she's going to push her buttons. And yeah, you know what? He's going to say things that you don't like. He's not going to like your dinners all the time. He's going to sit there and say, you go take care of the kids. And you're like, I've been taking care of the kids all day. Why don't you take care of them? Right? You're going to have these moments, but the key here is they're moments. It doesn't have to be something that you focus on. You're present in that moment. You take care of it in that moment. And then you what? Move past that moment. What in your marriage can you say that you're like, I'm really proud of this? Because most of us think about the negative. We go immediately to what we're not doing. I want you to tell yourself right now what you are doing right. What's working in your marriage? Because today, that's what I want you to focus on. What is working? And whatever's working, most likely, is going to fall into one of these forget-me-nots. Appreciate, serve, and love. So focus on that today. That's a strength that you have. Don't sit there and, you know, waddle around in the weakness. You can work on that later. But today I want you to work in your strength. Forget me not. Now, if you're one who's saying, I would love to be able to do this, but our marriage, our relationship has been so strained that doing one of these, I don't think will make a difference. And you're like, I want some help with this. I need to begin to navigate where I am in my relationship. You may be on the brink of becoming separated, even divorced. Maybe the tension is so heightened in your marriage that you're just like, I got to escape. I want you to take a deep breath. You're not alone. And there are some things that you can do if you're willing to put in the work. And if you're saying I'm willing, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. You'll get an email from me. We'll set up a time where you and I can talk specifically about your situation in your marriage. You matter. Your marriage matters. Your family matters. So do it for your family today. Click on that link. I look forward to hearing from you. Forget me not. You think about sitting down in a garden with a small flower, whether it's a rose or a daisy. And it's forget me not. Forget me not. Which one today are you going to get stuck on? How easy it is to forget. How powerful it is to remember. Forget me not. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.